Rabbi Shalom Rosner gives his Daf Yomi Shir daily at Congregation Beis Ephraim Yitzchak in Woodmere, New York, all David Tzviv and Dov Mordechai Daf Yomi program recordings and other Shirim by Rabbi Rosner are conveniently available at cbey.org. To sponsor a week of Daf Yomi or for more information on Rabbi Rosner, Beis Ephraim Yitzchak, or sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at cbey.org.
Okay, today is the last daf of Ketzim Abrin. Again, this parak started on Daf Nun Beis, going through Samach Aleph, these 10 blat, and work to the last part, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, but the sugi starts, we're going to start from Samach Aleph Beis by the two dots. To the middle of the Yamud, but that's where the sugi starts, so we're going to go back to there and start from there. The Mishnah had said, this whole parak has discussed setting up your, and I want to thank Menachem for giving yesterday's daf. Thank you for pinch hitting. Okay, so the Gemara had said, the Mishnah had said on the bottom of Samach Aleph, the top of Amud Beis, that if somebody sets up their Erev Tchum, whatever side they set it up to, they win on one side, they get more area on the one side, but on the other side, it is taken away. And that was the, if you set up your Tchum a certain amount of Amos to the east, then you lose that area in the west. So the Gemara, the last four words of the Mishnah had said on the top of Samach Aleph Beis, Masha Niskar Hu Mafsid. What you gain, you lose. And the pashas that we assume that the Mishnah meant up at that point was, if you say you're Tchum, 1,000 Amos to the east, so then your center of Shvisa now is 1,000 Amos to the east. You can go another 1,000 Amos to the west of your Eruv. And then the city, we'll see if this always counts or not. Your city counts as Dalet Amos, and then you can go another area, another amount of Amos on the west side of the city, but altogether it's only 2,000 Amos, so you lose to the west if you have moved your center of Shvisa. Says the Gemara, Mashinizkar Besulo, you only lose what you have gained. In other words, if you go 1,000 Amos to the east, you only lose 1,000 Amos to the west. We have a brisa that says you lose a lot more. But Tanya knows that it's Eruv B'tochi Bur Shalir, the loss of Olokolom. If you put your Eruv within the Ibur of the ear, which is the first mission in this parak, Ketzim Abrin, you put your Eruv in a place where you would have had that Tchum anyway. There are houses and there are ruins within 72 thirds Amos of the city. So you put your Eruv there. That really doesn't help gain you anything. It doesn't lose you anything because you would have, the Tchum goes beyond that anyway. So that's loss of Loklum. But Nasnu Chutz Libur Shalir. But if you put your Eruv outside the Ibur of the city, you put it somewhere where it really gains you something. Afilu Ama Achas, even one Ama, Mistaker Osa Ama, you gain that Ama. Umafsidis Kol HaYir Kula. Not only what the Mishnah seemed to have said, that you gain an Amma, you lose an Amma, but you lose the entire city. Mipnei shemidas ha'ir ololo b'midas ha'tchum. Why? Because the Brisa says, you measure 2,000 Amos from where you set up your Tchum, and wherever that 2,000 Amos ends, boom, you finished. You can't go anymore. Doesn't matter if you only put 1,000 Amos outside your city. So you lose much more than just one or two Amos, depending how far you put it outside the city, in the opposite direction. So we have a stira. Do you say that if you set up your Erev outside the city, you only lose the parallel amount in the opposite direction? Or do you say no? All of a sudden, if you put it outside, you have to measure 2,000 Amos from there, and wherever it ends. Says the Gemara, Lokasha. No, there's a difference between the case of the Mishnah and the case of the Braisa. Kansha kolsa midaso b'chatzi ha'ir, kansha kolsa midaso b'sof ha'ir. It depends. If you're sitting in your city and you didn't set up an Erev, then you could go within your whole town. Your whole town is considered 4 Amos. And you could go outside of your town 2,000 Amos. That's if you didn't set anything up. But if you set something up, says the Gemara, there's a chilek whether after you set that up, does the 2,000, how large is the city that you were started in? Let's say you set up your Tchum 1,000 Amos outside the city. If you then count 2,000 Amos from your Erev back to your city, does your Erev encompass your entire city or only part of your city and end within your city? That's the difference between the cases of the Mishnah and the Braisa. The case of the Mishnah, which says that you could go, you only Mashniskahu Mafsid, and you only lose, let's say, the 4 Amos outside the city to the east, you only lose 4 Amos to the west. You know why? Because that's a case where, even after you set up your Erev, and you count 2,000 Amos from your Erev back to your city, your entire city is included in those 2,000 Amos. That's where you're allowed to say that the whole city is considered 4 Amos. almost. Your tum ends on the opposite side, right? If you look at it, for example, in the picture book, it's picture 228 versus 229. In picture 229, right, your Erev, you count 2,000 amos from when you set up your Erev, your whole city is Nechlal in there. So that's where the halacha is, that you're allowed to consider your whole city as Dalet Amos, and then you can count beyond. Masha'enke, in the picture 228, in the case where from your Erev to your city, you count 2,000 amos, it ends mamish in the middle of the city, then that's it. You only have 2,000 amos to the spot where your Erev ends. That's the chilek that the Gemara suggests. Ukid Revi Idi, like Revi Idi says. Dabar Revi Idi Amar B'Shubin Levi. Revi Idi also says this. Hayamodeid Uba, if you're measuring, this is a case where, let's say, you were stuck outside your city before Shabbos, and you don't know that you were within the tchum of the city. We had this in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei earlier. You don't know that you were in the tchum of the city, so you were Kodesh Shvi'is wherever you are. And then you start counting 2,000 amos from that spot. We had a Machlokas Tanaim there. Do you say, even though you didn't know, you know, it was a shogeg, you're included in the tchum? Or the other Shita said that, no, you count 2,000 amos, a tough luck. You didn't know you were in the tchum of the city, you didn't know. So let's say you're measuring from outside. Rashi says that case is similar to our case where you set up your tchum outside the city, Ubava Kalsa Vidas, the Machatsia Ear, and your 2,000 amos. Your measurement ends in the middle of the city, Eimlo Elachatsi Ha'ir. That's it. You go to where your tchum ends. Kalsa Vidas, the Sofa Ear. But if your tchum measured from where you set up your Erev, your 2,000 amos includes the entire city, even if it's only two amos to the other side of it, Nasis Lo Ha'ir Kula Kedalat Amos. So then you're allowed to consider your whole city as Dalat Amos, Umashlimin Lo Es Hashar. And then you could be mashlim the other, if after you take off four amos from the amount that you put your Erev out on one side of the city, you could be mashlim that area on the other side of the city. So that's the case, that's the chilek between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Oh, the Ritva here is an important comment. The Ritva and the Rashba both put a rivet here as an important comment. And that is, what happens if your tchum ends, let's say you put your Erev on the east side of the city, and your 2,000 amos ends past the city on the west side, it's totally besofa tchum, but it's in the ibur shel ir on the other side. It's within the extensions that halacha allows you to extend the city. So it's within the, it's not on the other side of the tchum of the city, but it's within the ibur. It's past the city proper, but it's within the ibur of the city. So do you say that's considered besofa ir or kolso b'chatzi ha'ir? So the Ravid says that that's considered kolso besofa ir, because the whole halacha of ibur is only lahaka, it's only to help you, it's not to hurt you. That's what the Ravid says here. Shibkosa vidaso bein ha'ir v'ibura ein dino kamo shikosa vidaso be'emsa ha'ir. You don't say that if it ended in the middle. Elokmisha calls it b'sofa yir b'shlim b'lulas ha'shar ki lo amru ibura shalir lahakmir ala tchumin ela lahakel. Right, so that's the important ha'ara of the Ravid, that even if it ends in the ibura of this city on the other side, that is still considered a kosa b'sofa yir. Okay, so we have this this chiluk between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So Amar Rav Idi, this last statement, if you notice, was said, Rav Idi said in the name of Rav Shua ben Levi. So Rav Idi notes about his comment that he quoted in the name of Rav Shua ben Levi. Amar Rav Idi, Ein Elu El Divri Nevius. This is prophecy by Rav Shua ben Levi. We'll explain it in a second. Mali calls it a chatzi year, Mali calls it a sofa year. What's the difference between the two cases? Is there a svara behind this? It's a kolso b'sofa. You know, and if your city's if your tchum goes all the way and includes the whole city, then you can count it as dalet amos. If it ends in the middle, you can only count it as you have to count it where your tchum ends. What's the chil? What's the svara? Rashi explains nevuah has no svara. Nevuah is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Navi says it over. There's no svara to you. We're not going to explain the word Divrei Hashem. The Navi is told something, he says it no matter what. So that's what Rav Idi is saying about the words of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, that this was Divrei Nevuah. It must be has a Mesorah about this. And there is no svara. Rashi says, Kemisnavi b'piya gvura, fourth wide line, She'enu nosin tam l'dvarav. He's not giving a reason, right? I'm sure we'll dvar malalo. Bilav d'gamar lumi rabbi, if he didn't learn it from his Rebbe, lo havi amar, ki hai milsa b'lo taima. He wouldn't have said such a statement without a reason had he not heard from his Rebbe. Tosus here has two interesting deos. Is he praising his Rebbe Shimon Levi, or is he knocking Rebbe Shimon Levi? You know, ein elu ever l'dvari nevius. So you find, and he quotes various Gemaras, sometimes you find this phrase, wow, that man's a prophet, that man's a Navi, you find it as a Shevach, in El Divrei Nevius, wow, that's amazing, I don't even know why, but that's a great statement. The first beginning of Tosas Ein, Amar Reed, the Bechom Makam Shomer, in Elu El Divrei Nevius, Havi L'Shevach, Klomar ein chachma kazu shemaven lachali kolkach svar muetes uberuach hakodesh. I must have said beruach hakodesh. So it's praising. And that Tosa says you see from a Gemara in Bechoros that says it must be napat l'shevach. But this is an example. The Sharam Sarim Balacha points out, at least the first day of Tosfos, that it must have been said Beruach HaKodesh. We find that throughout the centuries, the poskim sadeis referred to this idea of getting a psak, not Beruach HaKodesh. We know that you don't pass in Lo B'Shamayim Hi, but at least having a certain siyata d'shmaya and Ruach HaKodesh when a posek makes a statement. Again, this is many Gemaras that point in this direction, that there's a certain siyata d'shmaya. If a posek does his proper homework, it's not that he doesn't get a nevuah. Does it get a nevuah that Kadosh Baruch Hu says this is the psak mutar aser? That's that we don't pass in that way. But that's lo b'shamayim. But if he does the proper homework, he's zochet to a certain siyata d'shmaya in his psak. Shmuel Sanan Balacha quotes this from the Divrei Chaim from the Sanz Rav. The Yafal Bishein Horaa Al Pi Ruach Hakodesh. The Torah lo b'shamayim. Mikol Makom Yesh Ruach Hakodesh Lachavein Al Pi Chachmas Hatorah LaMitas Hatorah LaMishu Roy Lazeh. Again. You can't just say I'm going to pass it without looking into the Shas and Poskim and figuring it out, and I'm going to have Ruach HaKodesh. No, Chas V'Shalom. But if you do the proper homework and you have the proper attitude towards the Makoros that you're looking in, you can be zoche to the Poske Hadar can be zoche to a certain Siyata D'Shmaya. Again, you find even in the Rishonim, there are two well-known formulations of the Ravid. One in Hilchas Lulav, one in Hilchas Beis HaBechira. There's another one in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. But the Ravid says in Hilchas Lulav, where the Rambam says a hadas that has its head chopped off is kosher. That's the Rambam Shita. If you have the hadas has its niktam rosho is kosher. So the Ravid says, Amar Avram, we're usually used to the Ravid of, says this is wrong totally, what's going on here? So listen to this Ravid. Amar Avram, Kfar hofia ruach hakodesh bebeis medrashenu mikamashanim. V'he'aleinu shehu pasal, etc., etc. U'makom enichelim min hashamayim. So he says, "Kfarehofia ruach hakodesh beis medrashenu." And in the Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he quotes the more well-known phrase. He's talking about Kishul Rishona, the first kedusha of Ezra, the second kedusha of Yeshua and Ezra, which is Kishul Asa Lava or not. So the Rav in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Vav Yudalid, at the end, after he argues, he says, "Kach nigle misod Hashem li reyav." And then he quotes Lefichach Anichlas Ata in Bokaris, which is a important sheet of the Ravid, and not for now. But you find this Siyata D'Shmaya that Poskim are sometimes Zochet to. And just one last marker related to this, the Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva when he quotes these Gemaras and he quotes these Ravids and he says V'chemach Chutz of a Ravid for Ofir Ruach Hakodesh Ein Rosalomah De Ruach Hakodesh K'mosh Shahayil Odavan Amelach Olav Hashalom V'Chaveirav. Like I said before, it's not Mamish Ruach Hakodesh. Hashem says Pask in this way. Aval Haino Ruach Hashem Al Oskei Torah L'Shma Asher Zochim L'Chavein HaEmes. Again, it's a certain siyata that Kodesh Baruch Hu is with you. Kodesh Baruch Hu is with you. Again, you can spend the whole shiur on this topic, but we don't say that Kodesh Baruch Hu influences the psak at all, or he guides the hands. But in general, Kodesh Baruch Hu helps out a posek. It's a weighty area to paskin for Klal Yisrael, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gives siyata d'shmaya to poskim to come out with a psak. Okay, so anyway, so that's what Rav Yizi said about Rav Shimon Levi. Divrei Nevius. This must have been Benevua, because what's the svara to be mechalek between whether your 2,000 amos from where your tchum is goes beyond your city, and therefore your whole city is included, considered 4 amos, or ends in the middle of your city, and then your tchum would only go to where it is up to. So Mali calls it Mechazi ear, Mali calls it Besofa ear. So Amar Rava, second to last line, Shravayu Taninu. Rava says, what's the problem with Rav Shimon Levi? Why is it Nevius? Beferish a Mishnah. Because he's not explaining that it's there's a beautiful svara, but I guess that's the second step. It's a mishnah. So if it's a mishnah, you can't say it's a divrei nevius. It's your Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put it together. We learned it in the mishnah. Which mishnah? The mishnah that we're going to have Bezashem later on Amun Aleph. So Machalaf Amun Aleph. We're going to quote it now. Achir gadol machalas kol yer ktana ve'achir ktana machalas kol yer gadola. You have a big city and a little city near each other. You're going to look in the picture book. The picture book has 230. But the way the mafarshim explained this, look at Rashi. The entire small city is within the tchum of the big city. But the entire big city is not within the tchum of the small city. So if you walk 2,000 amos out of the big city, that encompasses, those 2,000 amos ends on the other side of the small city. But if you walk from one side of the small city to the big city, that tchum ends within 2,000 amos. So that's the understanding of the Mishnah right now. So says the Mishnah, the people in the big city can walk the entire small city, and the people in the small city cannot walk the entire big city. My time, so why, says Rava, is this? Isn't this because of our issue? The big city to the small city, the tchum ends on the other side of the small city. So it's totally included, so it's considered dalan amos. If you put the small city to the big city, that ends the emsa ha'ir, and therefore you have to end it where it ends. You can't have the whole city considered dalan amos. So isn't this Mishnah the basis of the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi? Rabbi Shimon ben Levi was an Amora, but isn't this the basis of it? So Rav Edi, why did Rav Edi say it was different in Nevius? You know, why didn't he say it was a Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Rav Edi, Anshe Tani. He had a different girsa in our Mishnah. He had a girsa that the Anshe Ir Gedola could walk the entire Ektana and vice versa. Both yes mutter, not one yes, one ain. And which is the girsa that we have in our Mishnah. Look down in the Mishnah for a second. Anshe Ir Gedola Mahachas Kol Ir Ktana, Vashe Ir Ktana Mahachas Kol Ir Gedola. Right, we have that gear so that both are mutter in each direction. So that's why Rav Edi couldn't bring this Mishnah as a raya, because he had it going in both directions. That's what it means. Rav Edi anshi anshi ktani. He had the girsa of anshe anshe umukim la binosein. And why would it be that the small city would be able to walk the entire big city? Because it's a case that the people of each city put an eruv in the opposite city. That's why they're able, even though they start out in one city, but let's say the people in the small city, they put in the eruv in the big city. So they put the eruv in the big city, that's why the big city is considered 2,000 amos, that is considered 4 amos for them. That's the case of the Mishnah, which the Mishnah is going to actually say befavor, so that's what it's talking about. Avomo de lotznan, but just measuring your tchum from outside the city where it ends 2,000 amos inside the city, that is not discussed in the Mishnah, and that is why Rav Edi said that Rav Shua ben Levi was Divrei Nevius. It's a question that the Rishonim deal with here, and that is, so according to Rav Edi, what does the Mishnah say? Ashir Gdola Mahalchas Kol Ir Ktanav. Ashir Ktana Mahalchas Kol Ir Gdola. There's a much easier way you could have said that. Why don't you just say, Ashir Gdola Ashir Ktana Mahalchas Zebazeh. You know, what do you have to say each way in such a verbose language? Ashir Gdola Ktana Ktana Gdola. Just say, everybody can walk in here. Right, everybody can walk in each other's cities. Wonderful. So why do you have to say dafka each one? So, says the Ritva here, quotes, I think this is also in the Rashba earlier, Ramban Rashba Ritvaran, so the Ritva's Rebbe, the Rashba, he says maybe the pshat is that because you might have said that even if the Anshe Ir Ktana put an Erev in the Ir Gdola, you might have said that, does it make sense that the Anshe Ir Ktana could walk a larger distance and area than their own city? You want to say if they stayed home, they would have this amount. So you're telling me that if they put their eruv in the larger city, so then that you can walk the entire larger city, which is even more than then eruv. So that's the Havamina. The Havamina is that you might have said they only could walk the area amounts of their original city. You know, does it make sense that they could walk beyond where their the area of their city? That's the chiddush. That's the emphasis of the Yerketana can walk the Dola, Yerketana can walk the Dola, right? Each way, vice versa, to emphasize to us the chiddush of the Anshe Yerketana can walk the entire Yerketana, even if it's larger than their city, their city's area. Okay, so that is why it has to say both Lashonos. So says the Gemara now. So he said that's why the Mishnah is not a basis for Rav Shimon ben Levi. That's where Rav Edi said it was Divrei Nevius. Continues the Gemara, line 5, hello. Is this really true that the Mishnah is only discussing Nosein, meaning putting your Erev in the opposite cities, but not discussing a case of Modeid? But look at the last line of the Mishnah, the last line of this Amud. But v'hatznan uba Modeid she'amru Nosein lo apayim ama. No, if you're measuring from the outside, you give him 2,000 amos, shafilu sofi does a kala b'ma'ara. Question mark. Right? Even if you're the Mida ends in the middle of a cave, you can't go farther. So the Mishnah does discuss Modeid. So what's Rav Edi talking about? Again, the Mishnah is also discussing a case of Modeid, not just a case of Nosein, not just a case where you put your Erev there, but a case where you're measuring from the outside. So if the last line of the Mishnah is talking about Modeid, it must be that the case of the Mishnah also refers to those kind of cases. So what's Rav Edi talking about? The Rav Shimon ben Levi is not based on anything. And what's Rav Shimon ben Levi talking about? Is that quoting the Mishnah? Yimanavshach, right? If it's in the Mishnah, so what's his chiddush? That's also part of the question. Not only on Rav Edi, how can he say it's Dibri Nevius, but what's the chiddush of Rav Shimon ben Levi if it's already in the Mishnah? So he answers the Gemara, Sofa Yerushricha Leitzvotzanan. You're right. You're right in the part, the Rabbi Shimon Levi really says two things. Number one, he says the first thing, that if the 2,000 amos from where your tchum end is, and in the middle of your original city, so that you could only go until that point, that's already in the Mishnah. But the other part of Yeshua ben Levi is not in the Mishnah. And that means if you count 2,000 amos from where your tchum is, and your entire original city is included in that 2,000 amos, that you could count the whole city as 4 amos, that's not included in the Mishnah, and that's what Yeshua ben Levi's chiddush is, and that's what Ravidi said about Ein Elu Ela Divrei Nevius. Ravidi might have even meant the other one, because I know Ravidi didn't focus on the last line of the Mishnah. But either way, that is the discussion. Oh. It's an important Rambam here, which other Rishonim don't all agree to. Okay, what have we learned from so far from this chiluk? This chiluk is that if you set up your tchum outside your city, so then as long as your tchum goes it depends where your tchum ends, going back to towards the direction of your city, is 2,000 amos, does that include your entire city or end in the middle of your city? The Rambam says as follows. Let's say you're in the middle of your city and you set up your tchum outside your city to the east. It could be that your tchum is more than 2,000 amos away from you. Right, because let's say your city is 10,000 amos wide, and you set up your tchum, and you live on the west side of the city, but you want to go east. So when you start, your whole city is considered 4 amos to you. Fine, but you could walk your whole city. That's dalet amos. So you set up your tchum, though, outside your city to the east. So you're going to walk 9,000 amos, whatever it is, to get to your tchum outside the city. You know what the Rambam says? On your way back, you can't go back home. On your way back, because of this halacha about if your tchum ends 2,000 amos, if your house is more than 2,000 amos away, though you were able to start off there, but you can't go back to your house. Because that's an extension of Yeshua ben Levi. Not only does it mean that your tchum ends b'sof midaso in the middle of the city, but even if you set up a tchum outside your city, if that tchum is outside of 2,000 amos from your city, of course you could go there to start. But once you go there and use that center of tchum, you want to go back now to your house? Says the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchas Ervin, Halacha Aleph Beis and Gimel, says the Rambam, you can't go back home. And that is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that Halacha. The Rambam says, You could go 2,000 amos from your tchum. That's everybody agrees to. But here we go. Lefiha, kishuhu mahalach mimacha miruva lamachar apayim ama kenegan medina, eino mahalach bimedina ad sofi daso. You can only go 2,000 amos back to your city. So far, so good. But now he says, v'im haisa medina muvlas bedoch midaso dechadav nida kula karba amos. Fine. But keitzad, harishiniach ezeiruva barachok elef ama mibeso, shebimedina l'ruach mizrach, v'nimsa mahalach l'machar melchem eruva alpayim ama l'mizrach, u'mahalach mimachem eruva alpayim ama l'mayrav, Elef shemin ha'erev ad beso, the elef ama mi beso betocha medina, ve'eno mahalach bimedina ad sofa elef. That's fine. That's not the troublesome case. But hayim mi beso ad sofa medina pachas me'elef afilo ama achas, shimsa midaso kol tzlef chutz la medina, dechayim dina kulak arba amos, ve'elef chutz la tishameos, and etc. He finishes it off. So if you read the Rambam carefully, that's what he is saying, that you can't go back home to your house if your house is more than 2,000 amos. That's a chiddush. Mishnah Berurah Halacha discusses, not everybody agrees to that, but that is in the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Siman Tav Ches. Okay. Weiter. Amar of Nachman Mandatani, Inshilo Mishtabesh, Mandatani, Inshilo Mishtabesh. We just said that the two gersos in the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amar was, some say that there's a chiluk between the Anshei Gdol, Anshei Ketana, that's Anshei and Ein Anshei, and the other one says, no, both are Anshei. Anshei this, Anshei that, meaning both are mutter. So both gersos have what to stand on. Mandatani, Anshei, Rav Idi, who said that it's both Anshei Gdol, Kawakadir Ketana, and vice versa, Lo Mishtabesh, he didn't make a mistake. Why? Because what's the case talking about according to that gersa? Dumukim La Benosein. Because that's talking about a case where you put each city, put their Erev in the other city, and that's why they can walk the entire opposite city. Uman detani ein anshe lo mishtabesh. The one who has the other gears of ein anshe also did not make a mistake. The mukim labamodeit. They would be mokimit. They would say that it's just talking about a case of measuring, and that's why the anshe yiktana cannot walk the entire ir gedola, because their tchum ends in the middle of the ir gedola, and that's why it ends there. It's not talking about a case of nosing. The problem is if as we're going to read the Mishnah in a minute, the next line of the Mishnah says a case of nosing. Says a case where you put your ear in each in the opposite cities. So how does this gersa read the Mishnah? So that's why the Gemara explains, v'chusuri mechsur, you have to add in words to the Mishnah. V'hachik tani. This is what the Mishnah should say. Just look to the Mishnah for a second. Look down to the Mishnah. It says, Anshei Gdol Machas Kli Yerktana, V'Anshei Gdol Machas Kli Yerktana. Ketzad, What's the case? Vishayi Birgdola Vinosana Seiruba Birktana. Birktana Vinosa Seiruba. So we're talking about no saying. So according to the Girsa of Ain, and it's talking about a case of Modei, they're not no saying, so how do you read the Mishnah? That's why the Gemara says here, you have to Sira Mechshav Achiktan. Ashi Yirgdola Machas Kol Yirgtana. Ain Ashi Yirgtana Machas Kol Yirgdola. The people of the big city Kuok, the whole small city, because it's within the Tchum of the big city, but not vice versa. Bamed, Varamamur, and this is what's added in. When do you say this is applies? Bimodeid. That's where there's a chilik. By if you're measuring, aval, that's add in that aval. In contrast, mishai b'yirgdola, v'nechaz yiru b'yirgtana, ha'i b'yirgtana, v'nechaz yiru b'yirgdola. But if it would be a case of no saying, mahalech es kula v'chutzol alpayim amma. So then, you can walk the entire city, each city, and outside of it, 2,000 amos, if it would be a case of no saying, period. Okay. Next case. Amar of Yosef. Amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rav Huna. Ir shi yosheves al svas hanachal. You have a city that's on the edge of a riverbank. So as is clear from the context of the Gemara, it's somewhat dangerous. Somewhat dangerous living here. It's a deep drop, something. It's somewhere on top of a riverbank that it's dangerous and people don't go right near there because I guess the same halacha might apply if there's a cliff there. You know, people of the city don't go there. Don't go near there. So says Rav Huna, Im yesh lefaneha daka arba'a modin lo la misvas hanachal v'im lav ein modin lo ela mipesach beiso. If you have in between the city and this dangerous area, let's say it's the water, it's a cliff, if you have a little wall of four amos, so then, and the Ritva says it means width and not height, modin la misvas hanachal. Then you measure the tchum from the edge of the nachal. Why? Because they have this wall there, as we're going to explain why in a minute. Then all these houses, this little city is considered a city, and that is why you can measure it from the edge of the nachal. V'imla, but if you don't have this little wall there, and then people just stay away by themselves, there's nothing being mitzari if the people who live near here, ain modin la ela mipesach beiso. So then you don't measure it except from each person's house, like we had a couple of dafim ago, on Dafnut Hey, those people who sit in the Tzrifin, these little huts, there was no tzirif between them because they were not kavua. So Rashi here says, if you don't have a wall there, be isa tashmish taihu, says Rashi, which we're going to have the lashon of that in a minute in the Gemara. Because you're scared to use that area, so that is why it's not considered a kavua city. A little needs to be explained in Rashi a little bit more. What just play? People ask, if there's a wall there, so then it is connected. If there's no wall, it's not connected. A little difficult to understand. So I saw the Ritva last night, and it's just, Mama, for this year we can really understand this kind of Ritva. Pirish Rashi Zal. The notes point out that it sounds like he had a different gersa in Rashi. Pirish Rashi Zal. Ir Yoshevet Asfas Hanachal B'yes HaTashmishte. Why? Ki Lezimnin Hanachal Gadel V'Shatif Kol Ha'ir. Because they live on the edge, at various times, the river comes and floods the entire city. Ve'ein Diras Arai Ha'ir Kavua. And therefore, the city is not considered a permanent residence. Because at times, the city, everybody will go away from the city. People are going to leave the city because it gets flooded. It gets flooded, so therefore, that's why it's not considered a kavua city. Eloki Yishuvei Tzrifim. Like we had a couple days ago, Shema Sidin Lalechas Mikan. Because they're here today, but who knows when the next flood is going to be. They're going to be gone tomorrow. So you can't consider this a kavua city. That's why each one is his own entity. It's not considered a city. But Amalamasu Samach Lakos Layair Mibachutz Kir Aveh. But if you make it from outside the city a thick wall, Levatseris Ha'ir, to protect the city, Lios Lakachoma Lahagamin Hamayim, to make a wall to protect yourself from the water, so then that's a Diras Ha'ir Kavua, and then you measure it from the edge. So that already gives it a beer. Again, now we can understand it. We've seen this year. There were levees there, but they just weren't strong enough. But again, at least in theory, there was some type of protection. So there's a type of protection, so that at the moment, so that it's considered in near kavua. But again, if it's a certain type of town on the edge where it's going to be flooded every couple of months or every couple of years even, so then says the Ritva, that's the pshat. That's why they're not mitzuref. They're all considered a couple of houses, but it's not a city. It's not a city. You know, just ask the people who have, yesterday I heard on the news, I heard this last night on the news, that the mayor is asking all the people to go back to New Orleans. They all want to, but, you know, why do they have millions of people don't want to go back? Because this Ritva, that's why they don't want to go back. Why? Because they don't consider it an ear anymore. It's a Yoshe Tzrifim. It's a bunch of houses. It's not an ear. You know, it's as if there's no wall there. Right? So that's why they don't want to go back. But Mamish, this Ritva is talking to us. Tell that to the mayor. Yeah. Right. But it says Nachal. Afsas HaNachal. Nachal is a river. So again, the Rambam and the Rif, I think, have a different case. But it sounds like there's some danger there. There's some, what's the danger? So the way the Ritva interprets it is that the danger is that the water is going to flood, unless you have a protecting wall.
So
a
Dakka is enough to make it
a... So Ritva, the Rashi says Dakka is a thin wall. Dakka usually means thin. But the Ritva here says it's a kir aveh. I don't know what, I guess he's not translating Daka as he usually is translating. Okay, so anyways, that's the case. That was an interesting Ritva. So the ear, it's only sitting on the Nachal, depends if it has a wall or not. Amar le Abaya, Daka arba, Amos amar lon Allah. Maisha be called Daki da Alma da arba. Why all of a sudden here do you have to have four Amma wall? Usually we have four Tfachim walls, that's good enough. So Amar le, Hasam lo biyasa tashmishte, haka biyasa tashmishte. No, here, it has to serve the function. People are scared. Biyasa tashmishte, the usage is scary for people, and that's why you need a larger wall. Amar of Yosef, mina amin Allah. Rav Yosef says, how do I know this chilik, the Tanya, Hita Rebbe Shihu b'nei gader yonson l'chamson v'im b'nei chamson olam l'gader. There's this unclear statement of Rebbe in the Tosefta that there were two cities near each other, Geder and Chamson. Look at the picture on Rashi. They were on a hill. Geder was on top of the hill and Chamson was on the bottom of the hill. And Rebbe made a statement that the people of Geder could go down to Chamson, but the people of Chamson can't go up to Geder. That's the statement. The question is, what's the svara of Rebbe? Why did Rebbe allow the people of Geder on Shabbos go down to Chamson, but the people of Chamson couldn't go up to Geder? So, there are going to be four possibilities in the Gemara, what the pshat is of Rebbe's statement. But, the first one is, my time, what was Rebbe's svara, says Rav Yosef, lav mishum, dahanu avidaka, vaynilu avidaka, isn't it because that there was a daka, you see in the picture in Rashi, there was this little wall made for the people of Geder so they don't fall down the mountain. Right, it was a slopy mountain, so they don't fall down. So because they had a daka, they're considered one large city, and therefore they could go 2,000 amos from the edge, and the 2,000 amos include the entire city of Chamson, but going, and that's why Rebbe, what does it mean Rebbe allowed them? Because of that daka, that you go 2,000 amos from the edge. Masha Enkin, going up from Chamson to Gader, you know, there are a lot of people in Chamson, they didn't have a daka, so you have to count from the Pesach Besam, from the edge of their houses, and a lot of their houses were not within 2,000 amos of the city. And that's the pshat of what Rebbe, when Rebbe says they can't go up, it means those houses which were not within 2,000 amos of God there cannot go up. So isn't that the svar of Rebbe? And therefore this would be a makar for Rav Yosef. Says the Gemara, no, there are three other possibilities what Rebbe's statement was based on. So the people get to go back. According to this svar, yes. According to this, yeah, because it's within the tchum. So there are three other ways that you can interpret Rebbe, and therefore it would not be a riot to Rav Yosef. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar, Tatrogi, Mitatrogi, Luhu, B'nei Gadr, L'B'nei Chamson. The B'nei Gadr were fighting people. Right? Rashi says, on the fourth wide line, unbelievable, Makin Vahargin, Hayu B'nei Gadr, L'B'nei Chamson. These were vicious, vicious gangs in Gadr. And Rebbe wanted to protect the B'nai, obviously they held of Rebbe's psak. It's funny, they mock and behargan, but they would listen to Rebbe. But, right, it's similar to like, Yain Yiras al-Kimba Makamazeh, right? They won't kill me, they won't take a married man's wife, but they'll kill me. So they, you know, it's Yain Yiras al-Kimba, I have the priorities. But, so it says this is the pshat, Tatrugi Mitatrugi Luhu B'nai Gadol B'nai Chamson. The people of Gadir were fighting people, and they always used to attack B'nai Chamson. So Rebbe didn't want the B'nai Chamson to be going into the Gadir city. You go into the gang's lion's den, you know, so then that's not good. My Hitir Hiskin, what does it mean? Hitir, Hiskin, he was mistaken that they shouldn't go there. Umayshah Shabbos, so why Dafka on Shabbos they can't go there? No, the Shechicha B'Shichras. No, because that's when people get drunk. They get drunk Friday night, Shabbos, and that's why he didn't want them to go there then. And the Gemara says, Ki Azul L'Hazad Nani Metatugi Luhu. So why didn't he make a law that the people of God there can't go to Chamson? Why only the victim can't go to the attacker? The attacker shouldn't go to the victim either. So Rebbe said, no. Kalba below Masya Shev Shana Lo Navach. Says the Gemara, a dog not in his own city won't bark for 7 years. In other words, that if you're not on your home turf, you act differently. You know, you feel you're a little, it's like children act differently in school than they do at home. You know, in school, at least they have a little derech eretz. You know, at home, everything's, no holds barred. Right, they're on their home court. They're like the Baruch Hashem, the dog outside the city. So that's why we don't have to worry so much with when they're in the Chamsa. So says the Gemara, Hashanah mitatzki b'di Chamsa l'b'di Gader. Says the Gemara, but 1 second. So the people of Gader maybe aren't so innocent. You're going to say the people of Chamson shouldn't go to Gader, right? So the B'nai Gader, when they come, it's not a problem. Maybe the B'nai Chamson are going to start taking revenge. They're going to come. They're going to be on their home courts. They're going to be upset. They're going to. Don't you have to protect the B'nai Gader? So says the Gemara, no. Kuli havo kaifilu. The B'nai Gader might not attack, but they're not going to. They're no slouches. You know, even if they're in Chamson, they're not going to let themselves be attacked. So there's nothing to worry about in that direction. Just another, speak about Nakama here. It's always nice to remember the Sefer HaChinuch on Nakama in Reish Mem Aleph. Right, first of all, the Gemara said that's a possibility. It sounds like it's human nature. You know, why aren't we choshesh that way? It's very hard, very hard. If we are slighted in some way, you know, it's natural to take Nakama. So again, the Sefer HaChinuch gives a little svara to help us. Again, it's very difficult, but at least this can help us sometimes if we're ever in a situation. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, we know in Sefer Kedoshim there's Nakima and Natira, the two types of revenge, as we call it in English. But says the Sefer HaChinuch, Visharshi HaMitzvah, what should we think about when we're slighted and we're trying to control ourselves before taking revenge? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Sheyeda Adam Yitin Alibo Ki Kala Sheikriyo Mitobad Ra, everything that happens to us, Ki Husiba Shetaba Ala Meis Hashem Baruch Hu. Everything that happens to us is from Hashem. Umiyad ha'avdam miyad ish achiv lo yiyadavar bilti ratzon Hashem baruchu. Nothing comes from somebody else except from Hashem. Al kink shetziyareo yachiveo adam, when a person hurts us, yeda benafsho ki avonosav garmu v'Hashem yisbarak azar alav v'kach v'lo yashiz smach shavasav linkomi menu ki hu enosi basra aso. The other person isn't the source of my aggravation, but my actions are, as David HaMelech said, etc. I once heard by Mayor Twersky explain the Sefer HaChinuch as follows. There's a difference between a person as an object and a person as a subject. Obviously, if somebody comes over to me and punches me in the face, oh, I was meant to be from Hashem, I'm so happy you did that. You know, that's, obviously, it's a little crazy. You know, everybody as a subject has Bechira Chafshis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge everybody. He has total Bechira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of him. The fact that he punched, he's going to be held accountable. He has Bechira. But the fact that it was me as an object, so that's everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me as a subject, I have a chira chavshis. Hashem made me do that. No, you can't say as a subject, Hashem made me do something. No, as a subject, we have a chira chavshis, and that's why, and everybody's a chira chavshis, and I don't have to worry that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be down to everybody. But me as an object, being the recipient of other people's actions, so that's where the Sefer HaChinuch is talking about, as in terms of Nakama, you know, everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, it's from him, and he's the tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry, we'll take care of him. Man is a subject, man is an object. So that sometimes can help in terms of when we are slighted and realize it didn't come from that person. So says the Gemara, that's the second possibility of Rebbe Svara, of why Rebbe made a chiluk between Geder and Chamsan. Number three, fourth wide line, Reb Safra Amar, Ir ha'asuyi kakeshes havi. It was a city that was shaped as a rainbow. It's shaped as a rainbow, and explains the... explains Rashi that it was more than the edges of the rainbow, as we had a couple weeks ago, were more than 4,000 amos from each other. So that's why the city on the rainbow couldn't go to the opposite city, right? Which was it? The people of Chamson, where that was the city of Asuyika Keshes, they couldn't go together because it was shaped as a rainbow, and the edges of the rainbow were more than 4,000 amos from each other. Remember, we say that you don't make the bow there. Your city goes just by as it is. You don't strain it off. So that's why they couldn't go to God there, because God there was farther out from their city. But God there could go to many places in Chamson, because Geder's, the entire Chamson Schum was within 2,000 amos of Geder. That's just, it was a Metzius that related to Reb Yosef's din, but related to the din of the 2,000 amos end with the city totally in the Tzchum. Reb Dimi Brachinana Amar, almost the exact same case. Ashir Golov, Ashir Tana Ave. It was exactly like the case of Ashik Tan Ashik Dola, where one city was in the tchum of the other city, and not vice versa. We should point out that Rav Safra and Rav Dimi basically said the same thing. But it's the same svara, but again, it's just different mitzvahs. Rav Kahana Masli Hachi, Rav Kahana just presented these last two approaches as in the names of those people. Rav Tevyomi Masli Hachi, Rav Tevyomi didn't have an exact mesorah, so he just said as follows. Rav Safra, Rav Dimi Rachinina, Chadam are Iras Yikakeshas Havi, Vachadam are Ashi Gedola, Ashi Kahana, Ashi Gedola Havi. So he said both of them said these, but he wasn't sure who said what. Says the Mishnah, we already had the first part. On today. See on the side, he quotes the other gersa. If you have you're in one city, you put your erev in another city. That's what we had already. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva now has a chiddush. Ein lo ela mimaka miruvo apayim ama. Rabbi Akiva says, when do you count a city as all four amos? That's only where you're sitting, where you're living. Rabbi Akiva has a chiddush that if you put an erev in another city, there's no such halacha that you count the whole city as four amos. No, the entire city, you just measure tchum from 2,000 amos from where your tchum is, and that's it. You don't consider it as four amos. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to them, "Iatem modim li, don't you admit to me after all? Benosin iruva ben ma'arash ein lo el makam iruva apayim ama." Rabbi Akiva says, "In the middle, don't you admit to me that if you put your eruv in a cave, you don't count the entire cave as four amos? You count from the eruv, even if the cave is big, you count from your eruv 2,000 amos." So too says Rabbi Akiva, "Agree to me by a city." So Amru lo, emas ha'bedvan she'im badiyorin. Amru lo, what do they say? You know why a cave is different? Because nobody lives in a cave. Nobody lives in a cave. You're not going to count that as four amos. Avo yesh b'diyorin. If the cave would have people who live there, then it would be like a city. Malachas kula v'chazala apayim amos. Then you count it as four amos. And you count 2,000 amos from outside the cave. So don't compare to me a cave to a city. Nimsa, according to the Rabbanan, it comes out. Kal tocha me'al gaba. It comes out that it's better to put the Erev inside the cave, if people live there, than on the outside part of the cave where nobody lives. Because inside the cave, you'd be able to use the entire cave as four amos, if people live there, and start 2,000 amos from outside. If you put it just on top of the cave, so then, no, there's no diur in there, there's nobody who lives there. And that's why you'd have to start 2,000 amos from that spot. The Rabbanan do agree to Rabbi Akiva by a modate. If you're measuring from outside, going to inside the cave, if your 2,000 amos ends inside a cave, so then that's it. That is where it ends. Again, because that's the halakha that we had earlier, that if the midah is, if your tchum is finishes be'emsa city, even be'emsa cave, so then you stop, you don't go past there. Just one ha'ara, again, we don't have time, well, I'll mention it tomorrow, I'll mention the question. Rabbi Akiva, we'll tell me Rabbi Akiva here. It sounds like Rabbi Akiva only has a problem. You're allowed to set your tchum, the Eruv, but you only have 2,000 amos from the Eruv. You don't have 2,000, you don't have, count the whole city as 2,000 amos. Rabbi Akiva holds tchum is daraisa. Erev tchumen is a tachanah d'rabanan. How could Rabbi Akiva hold of an Erev tchumen? So hopefully we'll talk about that tomorrow. That's our Sameach's question. Continues the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Meshmuel, Shavas Bir Chareva. What happens if you're actually in a city, but it's a desolate city? The walls are up and nobody lives there. But you're in the city, but you actually live there. So what did the Rabbanan say? So the first sheet is, according to the Rabbanan, the whole thing doesn't matter that nobody lives there. You could go, the whole place is called 4 amos, and you could go outside the city, 2,000 amos. But if you only placed your Erev in a desolate city, but you're not there, then you only have 2,000 amos. Because remember, in the Mishnah, what was the Rabbanan's argument to Rabbi Akiva? Don't compare to me a cave to a city, because a cave doesn't have people living there. So let's say you have a city that doesn't have people living there. So then says this Shita, that according to the Rabbanan, they would admit to Rabbi Akiva that if you put your Erev in a place without people who live there, even if it's within a city, then you only count 2,000 amos from the Erev. Rabbi Elazar Amar, no. Echad Shabbos, Echad Iniach, Malach Kula V'chuz L'Apayim Amar. No. Even if you place your Erev in the desolate city, you still consider the city as four amos according to the Rabbanan. Meisve, but then we have a question from the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Yetam Odom Libano says, Rabbi Marashi, Inlo Malkam Erev L'Apayim Amar. Rabbi Akiva said, what about the cave case? Amrulo, what was the Rabbanan's argument to the Mishnah? Ema Sabidlan Shein Badiurin Module. Doesn't it sound like from the Mishnah that if there's no diurin, there are no inhabitants there, the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Akiva? So how could Rabbi Elazar say in the pshat of the Rabbanan that even if it's a desolate city, it would be okay to consider it only 4 amos. So the Gemara, the Rabbi says, no, ma in badiurin in a ru'uya ladira. What they meant to say is not that there are no inhabitants, that it's not, but that it's not fit for inhabitants. A cave is not fit for inhabitants. But if it would be fit for inhabitants, then you can't put your air there and count the whole area as 4 amos. So too with a desolate city, it is fit for inhabitants, and that's enough to put your air there and consider the whole city as 4 amos. Tashma. Shabbos ba'ir, we have a brisa that says if you rested, if you were konish visa in a city, afilu hi gedola ka'antuchya b'ma'ara, even if you're konish visa in a city, even if it's a very large city like Antuchya b'ma'ara, if you put it in a cave, afilu hu kimara sidkiyahu melech Yehuda, even if it's like the cave of sidkiyahu melech Yehuda, which is a very large cave, malachas kula v'chuz la'payim ama. So what does it say here? If you're konish visa in a city or in a cave, you could go 2,000 amos out. Ktani ear to means a ma'ara, and it uses a case of an ear and a ma'ara. So aren't we comparing the two? Ma ma'ara chareva, af ear chareva. It's just like a cave is usually desolate, so too the city in this brisa that we're talking about must be desolate. The shavas in avalini achlo, and the dafka says if you're shoves in that city, so then it would work 2,000 amos out. But if you only put your eruv there, then you wouldn't be good. So mani. So who's the author of this brisa? Elim Rabbi Akiva. If it's like Rabbi Akiva, so my ayah chareva fili shiva nami. Rabbi Akiva says you don't that only Yashavas and not Hiniach, if you just put your air there, Rabbi Akiva says that doesn't give you an extra, you don't consider the whole place for Amos, even if there are inhabitants there, not just desolate. So it can't be the Shita of the Rabbi Akiva. So El Avu Rabbanan, it must be the author of this price is the Rabbanan. Vitaima the Shavas in. The only reason that you could count 2,000 Amos out is because you were actually there. Avel Hiniach lo, but if you just put your air there, it would not be good. Again, Raya to the Shmuel on top against Rabbi Lazar, right? Because Rabbi Lazar says that even if it's desolate, you could put your air there. So the says, no. Lo tema ir dumi de ma'ara. Don't say that the Brisa is talking about a case of a desolate city where we compare the city to the ma'ara, but the opposite. Ela ema ma'ara dumi de ir. Ma'ir yeshiva af ma'ara yeshiva. We're talking about a case where you have an inhabited cave. Rabbi Akiva, and the author of the Mishnah, the Brisa is Rabbi Akiva. Do amar ein lo mimakam eruba ela paim ama uveshavas modi. He says you only have 4 amos from your, you only have 2 amos from your tchum, but if you're actually shoves there, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that you start casting 2,000 amos from outside. Says the Gemara, Kamara Sidkio, Tani. But it says, like the Gemara of Sidkio in the Brisa. Isn't that an empty one? Nobody lived around the Rashi has 2 pshatim. Either it means they were, it was of the king, so nobody lived there, or now there's nobody there. But either way, nobody was in the Ma'arav Sidkiyo. So the Gemara said, no, what it means is Kima'arav Sidkiyo below Kima'arav Sidkiyo. It's like his Ma'ara and not like his Ma'ara. Kima'arav Sidkiyo gedola gedola. In size, it's like Sidkiyo's Ma'ara. For lo Kima'arav Sidkiyo, di lo hasam chari avach yeshiva. It's not like it, because you're right. His did not have inhabitants, and the one that we're talking about in the Brisa did have inhabitants. Okay, so Sof Ma'isa is a machlokes within the sheet of the Rabbanan. What would they say in Nir Chareva? Mar Yehuda Ashkachinu lebnei Mavarchasa to come mostly a Ruvayu bebe Knishka debe Agubar. Mar Yehuda saw that the people of Mavarchasa used to put their Erev in a shul in Be Agubar, and in the middle of the shul. Rashi explains they weren't medayik exactly where they used to put it in the shul. The shul did not have any inhabitants. Sounds like it wasn't in the middle of this. It wasn't in the city. This shul, because we're going to be specified where exactly it is. So Amar Lahu Gavu Beit Fe. So Mar Yehuda told them, put it more to the side of the shul. Because if you want more area, you got to put it further out. Because this is the type of case where you're going to go directly from the area of only 2,000 amos out. Amalei Rava Palga. You argumentative person. You're talking about Rabbi Akiva because nobody lives in the shul. So it's aimed at the yours. You only can't from the spot. No, we all like the Rabbanan. We all like Rabbanan, and therefore, if you put your Erev there, so then it would still be okay. You'd be able to count 2,000 amos from outside the building at least, and therefore you don't have to worry. We're in the building. You put it. Hadron Lakeza Ma'abrin, and Rav Hashem, tomorrow we start the 6th parak. Zechanishmas. All the Nesha, what? Yosef Ben Yitzchak Nechemia.